I'm Caitlin Woolley. I'm an associate professor of marketing at the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management at the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. In my research, I aim to understand consumers' goal pursuit. And in particular, I'm looking at the gap between consumers' intentions and their actual behavior in pursuing those goals. Although people pursue goals like healthy eating for long-term outcomes, like trying to have a healthy weight or a healthy heart, focusing on that long-term outcome is actually not an effective way to motivate goal pursuit. Right? The first thing people do when they are starting a new diet or trying to get into a new exercise routine is to think about those long-term goals they hope to achieve, like losing weight, getting stronger, or having a lower blood pressure. They maybe go to the grocery store, buy kale, spinach, and beets with the best intentions to eat healthy, but then a week later, fail to actually follow through. What I actually find is that instead of focusing on those long-term outcomes, people can be better able to motivate themselves if they simply shift their focus and think about short-term outcomes. So with regards to healthy eating, that might look like thinking about food that you find tasty, such as the good taste of apples or carrots, or thinking about exercise that you enjoy doing. In more recent work, I'm still looking at how to help motivate consumers. And in these projects, I'm thinking about pursuing goals that are inherently challenging or difficult, where the experience might not be that enjoyable. So imagine you're someone who's taking a public speaking class with the goal to develop improved confidence or being able to manage a group of people better. So working towards this goal might be really challenging. And in general, pursuing things like personal growth, we often feel a struggle. So you feel uncomfortable and maybe you want to give up. But I find that you can actually seek discomfort when pursuing challenging personal growth goals, and that can help to motivate people. The reason is that when they're seeking discomfort, they can actually feel that they're making progress on their goal. So in one study we ran at an improvisation club, a comedy club, we actually found that instructing students taking improvisation classes to focus on feeling awkward and uncomfortable during the class were actually better able to persist in the exercise than those who tried to focus on the skills that they were developing. And the reason was because thinking about feeling uncomfortable was something that people could physically feel. So they knew when they felt uncomfortable, and they took this as a cue that they were actually achieving their goal. So my work has a lot of implications for public policy, as well as practitioners in industry. Given implications for the obesity epidemic, policymakers might want to think about how they change the language when they're speaking about temptations or indulgences. And so oftentimes you see public service announcements saying things like, sugar, right? Sugary sweetened beverages like soda is bad for your long-term health. My work would suggest try and shift the focus to get people to think about immediate negative consequences, and that might actually be more effective for reducing that indulgence.